Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about another subject that is near and dear to my heart and breaks my heart every day. And can you imagine... in the city of Milwaukee, another 15-year-old boy was killed in a shooting on Milwaukee's northwest side on yesterday. It's the 14th juvenile homicide victim this year. According to police reports, the shooting marks the seventh homicide in a six-day period, bringing the city's total count to 109, according to police. That compares to 79 homicides as of the same date in both 2020 and 2021, 2 years in which Milwaukee set new homicide records. So, 79 homicides on the same date in 20 and 21 led to record-breaking years. 79 was that number. We're already 30 above that. And where this stops and ends, nobody knows. But the blood that's flowing in the streets in the city of Milwaukee is just unbelievable. And the fact that out of those 109 murders, 14 of them have been juveniles. And, you know, what are juveniles doing? There used to be a time when, you know, the murders would be solely of men, and they would be adult men. They wouldn't be of women. But all of that has changed. Any and everybody is being murdered now. Women used to be off limits. I don't know what the number of women are that have been killed in the city, but it is unbelievable. I'm going to go and check that. But here's a 15-year-old. His name was Dakell N. Hampton. He suffered fatal gunshot injuries around 3:45 a.m. So here's the question. 15 years old. He's on the street at 3:45 a.m. And a lot of these murders of young children, you got to ask the question, what is he on a school night, right? He's on the street at 3:45 in the morning. What good can happen on the street at 3:45 in the morning? Nothing good happens at that time on the street. When anybody is out on the street at 3:45 in the morning, look, there were times when I would be on the street at 3:00 in the morning, but the only reason I was on the street at 3:00 in the morning, Sam, is I was working third shift.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say to get to here, maybe, when I have to get here so early. I don't know.
No, I mean, I would be, you know, maybe during my lunch break.
Right.
Which was at 3:00 in the morning. You know, you'd maybe go outside for a little bit, but lunch is only half an hour. But why is anybody on the street at 3:00 in the morning other than no good?
That's what they say. Nothing good happens after midnight, don't you know?
Well, yeah, but, you know, kid is 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Where's his family?
My mom would have had my booty.
The area was the scene of another fatal shooting just 2 days earlier. Police were called to the 8800 block of North 95th Street at 1:20 p.m. Sunday, where a 25-year-old Brian Colin was shot and killed after an argument. Police said a 68-year-old man was arrested in connection with the incident. Alderwoman Chantia Lewis, who represents the area, said in a statement Tuesday that this is absolutely unacceptable, that such violence in our community keeps occurring at the expense of our young adults and children. Hey, if you are the family of young people, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, you have to know where your children are. You know, when I was a kid, they would always have public, what do you call those things, Sam, on television? They would
PSAs,
public service announcements that would say, parents, do you know where your children are? It's 11 p.m. Parents, do you know where your children are? Because there was a law that would not allow children under 18 to be outside. Basically, I mean, you could be in front of your house, but not other places at that point in time. But for heaven's sakes, 3:45 a.m., this young boy is, and I mean young boy, is out on the streets doing God knows what, and he loses his life. For many years, I've expressed the need for more help and resources. However, these calls for aid have fallen on deaf ears, and we are often left out of resource, out of recourse. Allocations due to being a police district that is seen as not needing step up patrols and manpower. This neglect is not only hurtful to our already underserved communities, but does a disservice to Milwaukee as a whole. Today, I'm calling on the city business and philanthropic community to provide resources so that we can have a safer summer on the Northwest Side. Lewis said she is planning a youth lock-in event Friday. She directed anyone who would like to learn more about it, emailing welockmilwaukee at gmail.com. Of the other homicides and non-fatal shootings reporting since June 23rd, 8 occurred on the city's north and northwest sides, 3 on the west side and 3 on the south side, according to police. A location for one incident was not provided. Victims in those incidents ranged in age from a 16-year-old boy injured in a shooting to a 64-year-old fatal shooting of a woman on the 100 block of East Chambers. Police say shooters were sought for all but one incident. And the worst part about all of it and all of these shootings is less than 50% of the people are apprehended. So guess what? If you shoot and kill someone and get away, the chances are more than likely you're going to shoot and kill somebody else. The first one is easy. Then, I mean, may not be easy, but anything after that is easy. Just more heartbreaking news, and I don't know if there's any way or any answer to making this any better. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.